Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Tina Vitrine Francine, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here with Francine on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, I am joined by my co-host, Chad. What's up, buddy? How are you today?
The Queen of Extreme and the Jester of Jubilance.
What does that mean?
How do you like that, huh?
Get me a thesaurus. Dictionary.
You're the queen and I'm your jester. So there
you're
you
go. My jester. Oh, is that what that? Oh, okay. Jubilance.
I'm the jester of jubilance.
I thought you were referring to me.
No.
Another
I'm jubilance. I'm happy. You know, I'm the jester of jubilance.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that as a good thing.
New t-shirt.
Right? Okay, cool. What's going on?
Nothing. Just
how's
chilling.
My jester doing today? Get some balls and juggle for me, jester. Do some fun stuff. So
I'm here to make you laugh.
Let's go. No, seriously, what's going on? Anything good?
Oh man, I'm riding high. I'm doing great. You know, Everything's just fluffy ducks in the Eyes Up Here universe, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, just because I always have to give you a little bit of an update on my health. For those of you who care, some people do. Some people tweet me, how you feeling? I didn't get the best news. I got a report from my GI doctor. They still don't know what's causing the pain, which is very upsetting to me. But they did find a couple cysts. He tends to worry about one of them. So he wants me to go to my gynecologist, which I think was my next step anyway, to try and go back and see if they can help me over there. But I also have a fatty liver, which I'm stumped because I'm not really a drinker. Like I drink on occasion and I couldn't tell you the last time I had a cocktail. Honestly, I don't even know when it was because last night, it was Monday night. We had my birthday celebration and I didn't drink at all. I talked about having a drink, but when I got that report, I was like, I don't think I want to drink.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize we didn't drink for your birthday. Champagne or anything.
No champagne. No, I didn't drink anything. And I don't know. Like I looked it up and there's ways to reverse it. And which is good because I'm going to do that and follow it. But like, I'm not an alcoholic. My diet's pretty good. I mean, you know, we have cheat days once in a while, but it's not like I'm eating like fried food every single day or takeout every single day. A lot of the times it's the carnivore. I eat a lot of meats. I eat a lot of chicken and steak and vegetables. So I'm, they did say it could be hereditary too. So I, you know, unfortunately, I don't have anybody to ask on that that note. But I just I think I'm going to try more fasting, which I hate doing, but they say fasting can reverse it for you. And I don't know. It sucks because every time I take a test, they find something else that I have to go to another doctor for. I'm just tired of going to these doctors, you know? So hopefully I can get that cleared up. But otherwise, my cold's going away. I think I sound a lot better.
1,000 times better.
Yeah. I was actually able to do stuff around the house today and move and feel better. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. I felt bad for you when we first started recording about a week ago. We had, you know, a couple shows in a row, basically. You sounded so congested. I felt bad, but I was like, man, we got work to do. But you were so dedicated. I was like, this is what we call a trooper right here.
You know, if when you have to do it, you don't really have a choice. Back in the day, it was like, I don't feel good. Can we not record today? Can we record another day? We were able to do that. But listen, iHeartRadio, we have to have it in a certain time every week. And we will be in our chairs, rain or shine, sickness or health. And it's like a marriage, isn't it?
It's for your favorite release time, 3:01 a.m.
3:01 a.m. I love it. I look at the clock. I look at my phone. I go, is it time yet? No. Okay, I put my phone. Lay down a little longer before.
I get so paranoid I don't hit that one on the publish when I hit.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
Three. I'm like,
that happened once. Remember that one day it wasn't up and I was like, where is it?
Oh my God. No, that was the worst.
Yeah, it was.
That was the second show.
Wasn't the second show? The
first show was like a glove. Perfect. Second one, mayhem.
Wow. Whose fault was that?
Oh, it wasn't mine.
Somebody's fault.
One thing that the jester will do, pass the buck.
Pass the
no,
buck.
It really wasn't my fault. That was, we were just getting to know the system. The system was down. I sent in a ticket. It was fixed in 10 minutes.
Perfect. Yeah. So, but it's going well. Everything's going well. And we love it here at iHeart. So we appreciate all of you guys. For those of you listening, if you have not pressed that follow button, go ahead and follow me. It's the best because it'll tell you when the next episode is ready to listen. I love it. It just pops up on my phone. Hey.
Yeah.
Eyes Up Here with Francine is ready for download. Let's go. So, you know, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything. So hit
it. No, it does not. It does not.
Hit it, baby. Hit it. What are you doing this weekend? You doing anything?
This weekend is a kind of pause and reload because the last few weeks have been a little busy. And the next, like, coming weeks are super busy with sports starting. So this is a kind of pause, take a lay of the land, see what's on the horizon, and chill. So this is a chillax. I hate that word, but this is a chill kind of weekend.
That's good though. Sometimes you need that to recharge.
Yes.
You know, I have a girls' weekend coming up. Me and my girl Betty are going away for a little bit, and then we'll be back and back to the grind. So you know, every once in a while, I need a little bit of girl time. You know what I mean? Just to be, you know, be wild and crazy like I was when I was 21.
Nothing. I said me too.
You did say me too.
I said, well, I need a little bit of girl time. Like,
what would you do on your girl weekend?
Oh, I can't say that on iHeartRadio.
Oh, come on. You're an old married man. Stop it.
Let's put it this way. I still got it. Oh, man. I don't
know. Oh, really?
I tell you, there's a part of me, I wish I still could just go back and have one of those wild nights. Back, I would love to go to AC, and I think I might. I told you, I might be headed up to AC, very, very soon. And all bets are off. We're going crazy, and I don't care. We're staying up all night, gambling, drinking, buck wild. Oh my,
look at you!
You know me. I'll go all in on the party side if I have.
Is it going to be a men's weekend, or are you taking the bride?
No, it's just me and her. She's trust me. She's all sometimes all I can handle. Okay, because she gets crazy. So sometimes it's all I can handle. I've been in AC too many times with her, where she is the one that gets into trouble. And I tried to carry her out of a place that then I saw Charles Barkley get carried out.
Terrible. What's your hotel of choice?
Oh, Borgata. Borgata is the only place. But we used to love going to Bally's. when we were just shit-faced.
Really?
Just because, not really like the greatest. It's not terrible, but like, I don't know. Bally's, but like, 15 years ago wasn't like, top of the line, but we just loved going there and just getting shit-faced, gambling, and just staying there and smoking a couple of smokes and hanging out.
Smoking smokes. I didn't.
Yeah, the Chadster used to smoke casually with the drinks. And it was loved Bally's. Bally's with the Western theme, right?
Is that
whoever had the Western theme in the crossover? That's where we used to hang out. It was, it was fun. It was fun.
Okay. Well, good.
But I love the Borgata. Was there when the Borgata opened?
Yes.
Love the Borgata. Love,
I think
love
the Borgata now is 20 years old.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think it just had its like 20th anniversary or something. And that was considered like the new hip.
The amazing
hotel. Amazing. Oceans is really nice too.
Never been.
We were staying at Borgata and we went over to Oceans in a drunken fury, got into an Uber, me, a Betty, and two friends of ours, and went there at like 12:30 at night. And I was like, what are we doing? I'm supposed to be in bed right now. We stayed there until like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was beautiful. They had just opened it. It was really pretty, but I've never slept there overnight. So
it's been a while. Yeah, I remember when the Borgata first opened. Liz had a friend who's now ex-husband. This guy might have had what we consider to be a quote gambling problem. This dude just used to get free shit left and right. Swag here, room here, free this, free that, free dinner in this place. And we just used to park our behinds on a Friday night at Borgata and go home Sunday morning. It was the best time.
Like, yeah,
2006, 2007, whenever they first go, oh my God, this guy was degenerate gambler, but man, we just coasted on his luck and sometimes bad luck.
That's right. Can you go ahead and send the link to our
already sent?
Already sent. Yep. Okay. All right. I'm going to text her. And then when she pops up, we'll give her a little intro. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's something I can't do every weekend, obviously, but we go to maybe every 2 or 3 months. So what, 4 times a year? And I look forward to it. It's a lot of fun. So, we're going to have a good weekend and,
And I got to say, the last time I was there could have been one of the most lame bachelor parties that was ever put together in mankind history. It was so boring.
No hookers in a trunk?
Not a thing. I'm not going to incriminate anybody by saying anything, but it just was boring.
Boring. Okay. Well.
All right. I'm trying to remember now on the spot. It was boring.
It was boring.
So. Yada, yada, yada. It was boring. So
you need a better trip, because if that's your last trip there, that kind of sucks.
Boring. Just so boring.
Right?
So boring.
Wow. All
right, here we go. All right, new intro.
Okay, so this is a girl that a woman, I should say, that I recently met not too long ago, and I fell in love with her, and I wanted her to come on the pod to talk to me. She is a current star of TNA. She is in The System, and her name is Alicia Edwards. Hello, my dear. How are you?
Hello.
You look so cute.
Yeah, right? I'm literally in the middle of moving, so I'm like, yes, we just moved this week, and then we also have work. We're traveling tomorrow for New Orleans for No Surrender.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
It's been one crazy week, but super excited about everything and super excited to actually be here talking to you.
Oh, I appreciate
the queen.
I love that you came on with all this going on. Thank you so much for making time for me.
Of course.
I appreciate that. So I was saying that I recently met you. We were at WrestleCade a couple.
WrestleCade or WrestleCon? Was it Dallas? I always get so confused with them all, but like it was one of those conventions.
It was one of the cons, and Brian Myers was having like a party in his room, and he had invited Shane and I, and we were like the oldest people there. And I was like, I don't know. I go, they're going to be all young. I don't know if they're going to want to talk to me or not. And so we went, and it was so funny because Shane was sitting on the other side, and like, he can't hear. He's like going like this to try and hear people talking to him. There were so many people in the room, but I got to sit with you for a little bit and chat.
Yes.
And you were so sweet. And I was like, I love these girls. It was Impact at the time. I said, if I can be anywhere, I'd want to work for Impact, because you girls were so down to earth and so sweet, and not in a fake, you know, that fake bitchy kind of way. No, you guys were so welcoming and so nice to me and to Shane, even though he didn't know what world he was in, but it was so fun. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like it's 1996 again. Like, I felt young and vibrant.
I mean, I also think like it was a good group that night. So a lot of us are grizzled at this point. So we're kind of like, we're kind of grizzled from your generation of like kind of being humble and kind of just hanging and like kind of being real. Right. And that's kind of how we connected. Right. We just, there's no bullshit. There's no, it's not like it's black or white and that's it. Right.
It was great. It was great.
And we're very old school too. So I think that's kind of how we connected as well. So
I think that's a lost art, because there's so many people like around your age that don't think the way you do, and they have a totally different vibe, like going into like their locker room, they don't even look at you.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not saying like when we walk into a room, everybody's got to bow down, but it's nice for people to say, oh, hi. If I say, hi, I'm Francine, I don't want you to say, yeah, I know. I want you to go, hi, I'm so-and-so. And then you can have a conversation. And some people are so rude, and you guys were the best and so nice. And I had such a good time. Just
it was fun. I can't wait. I can't wait for part two.
I hope there's a part two, because I will
There's always a sequel with
there's
us.
There's always a part two somewhere, right?
Yes, there will always be a part two.
I love that.
But I also think I kind of got lucky with my career, where I kind of was brought in. Like, I started, like, I don't know. I always hate saying how long I've wrestled, but over 15 years ago, where things were a lot different, right? So, like, I'm kind of very blessed that I got to, you know, learn the business during that time, because now when I'm like in the game, I'm very rational and not entitled as like how the new generation might seem. So like I really think I kind of got lucky, because like if I got signed maybe 10 years ago, I might not have that mentality, right? So, like, a lot of times, like, oh, well, I'm 37. I've been around for a while. Is it, like, past my time? And I really think it's, like, my prime where it's wild, because I thought it was more towards the end, right? So I really think I got kind of lucky of my journey of where I started, what generation I started with, because then I have that mentality of, like, things are a lot different. Like, it was very hard for me to evolve with wrestling as, like, things change, like intergender wrestling, more of the spots and matches. I'm more of a storyteller. I like the energy, like, you know what I mean? Like the valet part of it, the entertainment part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I hate wrestling, to be honest, but I do it because you kind of have to, right?
So you would rather work ringside than be a competitor, a full-fledged wrestler?
If I get paid the same as if I had to put boots on, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's the same as that one, 100%, right?
Oh, interesting.
And I also think it takes a lot of work to be ringside. A lot of people kind of don't understand how much work it really truly takes. Like, you're kind of a puzzle piece to a lot of things. Like, right now we have the system, which is a good group that we have. It's Moose, Eddie Edwards, myself, and Myers. And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, well, she's just a girl. No, the manager sometimes is a really important piece of the group. It kind of is the glue that holds it all together. So I think, like, sometimes I second guess the whole ringside thing, but I think it's actually a good trait to have and be able to, you know, perform in that you know, because a lot of people can't be a good valet. I mean, you could go out there and look good, but that doesn't mean, I mean, look at you. You were a great valet in ECW. Oh.
Well, thank you. I agree with your statement. I feel like the art of the valet manager has been missing for a really long time.
Yes.
There was a very long stretch where they didn't have anybody at ringside.
Correct.
It was just the two workers or the four workers for a tag or whatever. And I always loved watching the girls on the outside because you never know when they're going to get involved. And there was always that aspect of, oh my God, what is she going to do?
Yeah.
And it keeps the people on their toes. They're watching you to see how you're reacting to the match. So yes, you are a key puzzle piece in that whole scenario of the angle. And sometimes the angle will revolve completely around the girl.
Yeah,
you know?
and I mean, we've done a lot of cool things, and I think like Eddie, like right now he's a heel, but sometimes it's kind of hard to hate him. And then once I turn heel and I align with him, it's so much easier to hate him because it's easy to hate me, right? So I think I bring that extra element to it as well. So I mean, like I said, I think it's a job in itself to kind of be a valet.
Yeah, I think you guys are doing a great job. I was recently in Disney World and we got access and I sat down, I watched the whole hour and you guys were on it. And you, first of all, you looked gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. But I like, it reminded me a little bit of the triple threat. It's like, you know, you got the three guys, you got the hot manager, not putting myself over as hot, but you know what I'm saying? You looked great and everybody worked together so well. And it just, I love the aspect of a girl being at ringside. So I'm so glad that you get to do that and you're enjoying it as well.
Oh, I love it.
Don't think you're not adding anything because you are adding a ton to that act.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Sometimes because back to the whole thing of I'd rather be ringside, sometimes that gets in my brain, or my wrestling brain, not my real brain, but my wrestling brain, that sometimes, like, if you're on the forefront of like the championship, like you don't matter that much. But I think I've been at Impact long enough and I'm getting to the point where I'm comfortable with my spot and I know where I'm valuable, and I think it's great. And I mean, I couldn't do it without the team at Impact, well, TNA. But yes, yeah. I think, and I also think the boys, it's a good group. Like, we're friends. Myers is great. Moose is great. And I think us being close on the road as well kind of brings out the best in each and, like, all of us. I think we kind of, like, strive to make sure we do better each time. And, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, and you develop that trust because you're not only friends on the inside, but you're friends on the outside. And you're working with your husband. So
yes,
you trust your husband. Who are you going to trust? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I want to kill him, but it's okay. No,
of course. We all want to kill our husbands. That's the way it is. Can you comment on Scott D'Amore? Like, what was the collective thought when he was let go? Because I remember reading it and I was shocked.
I think like everyone was shocked. I think the wrestling world was shocked. The locker room was shocked. I think our momentum is probably the highest it's been in years, even a decade, I would say. I mean, I've been with Impact for 6-7 years, so almost close to a decade, I think, is we have the highest momentum we've had. So I think the firing of Scott kind of came, it was a little blindsided. But I mean, like, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm loyal to Scott, but I'm also loyal to TNA. And I think, you know, the engine needs to keep running. And I think we need to keep the momentum going. Like, that's all we can really do. I mean, Scott was a real puzzle piece in our journey that we had, you know, making TNA what it is now. But I mean, at the end of the day, the locker room did as much work as Scott did. So I think the locker room just needs to come together and stay positive and keep the ball rolling. And I mean, that's all we can really do at this point.
Yeah, it just came as like a shock because I remember watching the name change and how passionate Scott was giving that speech and just screaming about TNA and chanting the letters. And then like 2 weeks later, I read that he's like gone. And I was just like, that sucks because he's been there forever. So I could imagine it's a huge bummer in the locker room. And
Yeah, and I mean, and I guess the bummer is because the morale in the locker room is very high right now. But I mean, maybe that's a blessing in disguise. And I think that's truly gonna what brings all of us together to kind of, you know, make sure that, I mean, because there are gonna be people that are emotionally attached to Scott. Like, Scott wasn't just our boss. He was our mentor. He was a coach. He inspired us. He pushed us. He yelled at us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was all of it. So, like, he was very important to a lot of people on the roster, and we built a lot of relationships over the years too. So it was very, it was like we had to grieve a little. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, the show doesn't stop. Like,
the show must go on.
Yeah, we got to keep going. And like right now, like, our momentum's good. We're going to Vegas again at the Palms.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So No Surrender's coming up this weekend.
Yes, we have New Orleans, and then we have Windsor, and then we're in Philly at the ECW Arena, which that'll be great again. Yes,
that's awesome. I wish I can get down there for a show. Maybe someday I will.
Yes, I was going to say, well, wherever you are, you don't have to say, but wherever you are, you do need to come. Meet us somewhere.
Yes, I would love that. Here, what are we pulling? Here we go. Look at that graphic. That's great.
Yeah,
that's a great graphic.
The countdown, No Surrender graphic, the boys versus Kushida and Kevin Knight, which is great. And then we have Moose versus Alex Shelley in the main event. So that's also great. Like, we have a big night and we have a big weekend for TNA too.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So do you get to go out and party a little bit before?
Girl, that's what I live for. Oh.
You just missed our whole AC talk. You just missed it by 5 minutes.
Atlantic City. Are you originally from the West Coast?
No, so I'm from...
You're always from Boston?
I'm like kind of like...
Don't say exactly.
Middle of Boston and Rhode Island. So I have a really strong like South Rhode Island accent. So I'm like South Shore of Boston.
Okay. So East Coast girl the whole time.
100%.
Where did you train when you got it? Like, who trained you?
Oh, God. I would never tell you anybody who trained me originally. Oh. It was a school that really didn't know the basics. Like, it wasn't really like the footwork or anything, but it taught me like the storytelling and all that. And,
okay.
Like,
and you learned it to go.
Yeah, and I was grateful for that. But, like, I ended up finding home at Chaotic Wrestling.
Yes.
Which was Killer Kowalski's school, but turned into Chaotic Wrestling at the time. I worked for them for, I would say, probably 6 years in. So, like, I kind of had my bad techniques already. And And then I met Eddie, and like I had Nikki Rocks, I had John Walters, like all those, you know what I mean? Slick Wagner Brown, like all those people.
Oh, around yeah, me. I remember like, him. Okay.
Yeah, I would say all those like really good, like, because the independents, they were kind of doing that at the time, right? So I was green at the time, and I kind of learned from them. So I kind of got lucky, a good group of supportive people. And then I found a really good school after kind of learning, I don't know, my charisma and storytelling. So it all worked out.
Right. And then how did you end up over in TNA?
So Eddie was there for a while, and then they wanted to do a storyline with Davey Richards and Angel at the time, and they were married. So they wanted to bring me as the wife. So I came in for a couple. I mean, I was still kind of trying to get there on my own in the wrestling. So I would do the knockout. I did the knockouts, knockdown. And then during the around the same time, they pitched the storyline to do bring me in as Eddie's wife, and then a storyline with them. And it kind of was a wrap after that. I got signed, and then it's been, yeah, I don't know. Fast forward 6 years later, and here we are.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I don't think a lot of people realize how much chaotic, like, set the bar for a lot of people who are in like really big spots throughout the business right now. Like, chaotic in that time frame that you were there sprinkled a lot of people throughout every promotion that you watch now on a weekly basis.
Yes, a lot of people are, and they're still trucking along Kofi. And then there was even like, even after Kofi, there was more people like Tommaso Ciampa. Because it's even like even more generations, because now if we go to the newer generation, Carmella Hayes came from Chaotic Wrestling. Like, he's killing the NXT area. Like, a lot of people do come from Chaotic Wrestling. So huge shout out. And now it's Chaotic Wrestling, but it's also NEPA, their training school, which is owned by Chase DeMonte. I don't know if you ever heard of Chase DeMonte. He's been around the East Coast for years, but he now has it. So it's New England Pro Wrestling Academy, I believe. But okay, shout out to them too. They have a fantasy camp coming up. So yeah.
Do you ever get to go back there? Because you're now, I know you guys are getting busier.
Actually, funny thing that you asked. So I do go back there now. I've actually, for the past I would say 3 to 4 months, I've tried to run production for Chaotic Wrestling. So okay, I've been trying to get more valuable on behind the scenes. So, like, you know, when I'm really done bumping, then I'll still have a job. Longevity in the business is definitely on my mind right now. So I'm slowly getting into that. So right now on the independents, I help Chaotic with their pre-tapes or like their promos and their social media and stuff like that. So I actually do that in between Impact, because it is not a heavy schedule, but we also have our daughter, which takes a lot of our time. So
yeah, how old is she now?
So she'll be turning 7. So
my son's gonna be 12 next week, and then my daughter's gonna be 15. So I'm good Lord. But you're smart to say that, because I remember I was trying to learn production from Paul. And I would go up to the studio and watch him put the show together.
Yeah.
And see how, like, he did everything. And then I was able to, like, go run a women's fed for some shows because of the knowledge that I got. So you're super smart for doing stuff like that. I mean, we can't be in front of the camera forever.
No. And I mean, it's, and I've also know that, you know, you're not on top for a long time. It doesn't last forever, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're there for a while and then things change. It's kind of like how life goes, right? So, and like, I just want to do as much. I do like a little of more behind scenes of trying to help with the girls in Connecticut with some custom wrestling, trying to like promote girls, help girls make money in the business. Like, I feel like the hustling part of, like, you know how it, there was only 2 spots for girls. So, like, you had to hustle and grind. And I feel like a lot of that's kind of missing, too. So
they don't move as much these days.
No. Oh, my God. We got to make some money.
Like, you know what it is? I feel like, I mean, I'm a lot older than you, obviously. But back in the day, I didn't have social media to rely on.
Yes.
And it's so easy to just put a tweet out and say, hey, who wants to buy my dress? $200 or whatever they do. And boom, they get the money. I had to work my ass off back then because yes. I couldn't put a tweet out. You know, we had to use like eBay or we had to get creative. And yeah.
I feel like it's hard work. So it teaches you a lesson because like now when things are just given to people, there's no lesson learned. Like it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I believe I'm not hating on them because if I had the tools back in the day,
100%. This is what I say. Make your money. Exactly. However way you do it, just make your money.
I don't hate on anyone. You can make your money however you want to make it. Make it. And if you feel good about yourself, that's all that counts. I don't care what you do. I know what I can do, but you know, you do you. And that's what I say. But you're going to Vegas. We have the big pay-per-view. What do you guys do for fun? Because I love Las Vegas.
Okay, we go out. I planned an after party. So a little behind the scenes of Impact 2. I'm kind of like, I call myself the VP of morale. So I help with like extra parties, extra things to do to get everyone together. So we had an after party at the Nerd Bar, and then we had a party bus, and we went out with like 30 people, ended up going out. So it was great.
How fun. Can you be the VP of WrestleCon and plan an after party on Saturday night?
Yes, I will, of course.
I want to go. I really want to go. You're definitely coming?
So I believe Gail and I are speaking about making a trip there and trying to keep it not work so that we can actually just hang out and have fun.
All right. Well, now that we have each other's number, let me know.
Yes, I'll be there from
Thursday to Sunday. So I'm there for the long haul.
All right. Well, I'm already going to start brainstorming some party ideas.
I'm looking for it. We don't have anything to do Saturday night. None of us are booked. So we're all like, what are we going to do?
Great.
We're going to go to dinner.
We're going out.
Let's do something. I'll bring a party dress and it'll be great.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Girl, where can people find you if they want to follow you on socials?
On socials, it's Mrs. AIP Alicia, which stands for anything is possible. And find me on Instagram, Twitter. I love Instagram more than Twitter, but yes. Oh, and shout out. That's my Facebook. Look at you.
We got everything going on. Why do you? I don't like IG. I hate it.
I love IG. Twitter.
See, Twitter's nice because I hate posting pictures of myself.
See, like, I guess it's because I hate talking. Like, I hate that I have to, like, Twitter's just like random thoughts and stuff. And I'm like, I'm over it. Like, I just use Twitter for like promoting like shows and like Impact basically or anything that's going on in that thing. And my Facebook is kind of I keep that a little not personal but more on friends and close family and you know some diehard fans I would say but then Instagram I don't know, I love it. Just post a picture and it kind of a picture says 1,000 words.
I hate pictures of myself. I don't like it. If I post, it's like 1996. Here's a picture of me from 30 years ago.
I wish I post every day, but I mean, I guess I do. Not really into like my own, but I just I love Instagram. I love the reels. I love like kind of like that's kind of like what I kind of like enjoy doing. Is just
I love
kinda
it.
Get the trends and stuff, you know.
I can't even. I just, you're lucky I can get online. I don't even know what's going on, but you're adorable. And I don't want to hold you up too long. I know you're in the process of moving and stuff. I wish you luck for the pay-per-view. Thanks. The system kicks ass because I love
it. Of course, I'm sure the tag titles will be coming in the future very soon.
Well, you can make that happen. The manager has all the skills.
I'm manifesting it. This would be the first. This is the source of where it all started. Your podcast.
That's right. Oh, my God. I have credit for that. Well, listen, hopefully we'll keep in touch. Good luck 100%. With everything. And hopefully I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Couple months. What's today?
Yes. I'll see you first week of April.
That's right. Be safe. Have a safe trip.
Okay, thank you. Coming on. Bye.
Take care, sweetheart. I love you.
Yep.
Isn't she adorable? There she is. There she's not.
She's here. She's gone.
She's gone. Short and sweet. I didn't want to hold her too long because she's got a lot going on. But
hey, yeah, if you're moving, you got a one-track mind, so that's great. She came on.
She's smart for. I would call her a youngin compared to me. She's 37. She's young, but she's got a good head on her shoulders. You know what I mean? Like she's hip. She knows what's going on, and I like that about her. So she's got it. I'm telling you, I saw them when I was in Florida, and like that faction, there's something special with them. She looked breathtaking. She looked so good, and they just look like a strong, like, you know, Moose is a big dude, and Eddie's a big dude. Amazing. Brian's big. Like they have such a good look to them. And I think they're going to be a force to reckon with there in TNA. So I was happy to have her on. She did great. And I like the way she's just like, you know me, I love to party. So,
hey, open and honest. It's the way we like it.
I like that. That's great. So good on her. But wouldn't it be nice to just like work for a company and they're like, oh, all right, we're going to work in Vegas. You got to come in the night before, though. Do I? Okay. Like, how cool would that be? I miss those days.
Great place for a wrestling weekend, you know?
I mean, I never worked in Las Vegas, to my recollection. But, like, our thing was Fort Lauderdale. We would go to Fort Lauderdale, come in early, stay late. That was our party haven. But, I mean, Sin City, that should be a whole nother level.
WCW used to run Vegas all the time, every year. And AWA used to have TV tapings in Vegas. How could you not want to pick a spot like that? There's always something going on.
Right.
But now it's got to be even better because there's double the amount of stuff going on. Now they have sports teams to boot. Like, they've got a million things to choose from. It's
so they have that sphere. Have you seen that sphere? Am I saying that correctly?
I've seen the pictures of it.
I feel like if I was in there, I would get vertigo really badly. And I think I would throw up.
Okay.
It's all like somebody was describing it as a bunch of like huge screens. So when you're watching stuff, it's just like the whole sphere is screens inside and it's completely overwhelming. He said he was thrown off a little bit trying to. Like, look at, I don't know what they were. It must have been a sports thing, I would think, or a concert. But I think I would get sick.
I can absolutely see it. It's pretty massive. So,
I don't think I would do well in there. I also went on the high roller. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like terrifying. But you're going so slow. It's like you're not even moving. And you could put 20 people in one of your pods. It fits up to 20 people. You could have a party. Like, people were literally having parties in their pod. A
party pod?
It was a party pod. I was pregnant with my son. And I was just like, I was petrified. Because I don't like heights, right? And I'm kind of standing there. And it felt like we were at the top for 42 minutes. I'm like, is this thing ever going to move? It moves ever so slowly. And
oh, you're just, God.
Because you only go around once.
Right.
So it took forever. And I was just, it was very cool, though. The views were spectacular. But if you don't like heights, man, that's not for you. So I don't like heights. I can't do big screen. I mean, I am the worst when it comes to like, let's go do stuff. Cause half the stuff I just can't do. I suck. That's why in Disney World, I rode the bench for so long. Couldn't go on anything.
You're a bench warmer.
I was a bench warmer. It's very lonely. I just sat there and watched people walk by or all the families going on the ride. And I'm just like, ugh. Why can't I go on? I want to go on that ride, but I can't. It sucks. That's so
funny.
Yeah. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? Oh, there's Alicia. Thank you so much. She hearts, put her little hearts. I love that. I love when guests are happy. What's that?
I said, that's so kind.
It's so kind. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. What was I just going to tell you? Do we have, YouTube. Let's promote some YouTube.
Oh my gosh, there's tons of videos to choose from.
So we have a new video going up. We're not going to say too much about it right now because you're going to have to come over and watch it. But Twitter was very excited. Or should I say X? X.
I still got to go Twitter. I can't.
I know. I always call it Twitter.
It says X in the left corner as I'm looking at it on the screen here. I can't get involved with saying it. It's Twitter.
It's always going to be the Twitter machine.
Because you say when you tweet and it's called X, what are you saying? You're Xing?
I think you're posting now, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, that's true. Because it says reposted.
Yes.
Retweeting.
A post. And I'm just like, I always say I'm going to tweet it.
Maybe it is X.
Tweet it out yet? It is X, but I mean, it'd always be Twitter to me. I don't know. But anyway, there were several fights on Twitter, and I guess I caused them all. So if you're interested, come on over to ECW Diva Francine and see what the fuss is about, because people are still fighting. I'm looking right now.
Are they really?
They're still fighting. Yeah, yeah. They're fighting amongst themselves over me.
Well,
I mean, some of them are really good, and then some of them hate me. And I'm just like, wow, amazing. And might I say, all the people who hate me are 25 and younger. The youngest I saw was 16 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
Fighting. Yes. It was.
Get over it. Go get a pet.
You know, but we're not going to talk about too much. Just come on over and we're going to talk about it over on YouTube. It's going to be a hoot, as they say. Because I'm not getting upset anymore over this stuff. I've used that block button like there was no tomorrow today. I was blocking left and right. I was
Get upset.
Right.
You take action.
I took action.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, at the comments. We're going to discuss it over there because I'll let you know. But I was trying to, like, get ready and get dinner ready, and I had to turn my notifications off because I would go through 20. It goes up to 20 plus. If you notice on your little icon thing, it'll say 20 plus or 21 plus. I would clear that out and it would go right back to 20. I couldn't clear it fast enough.
That's crazy.
And I am not exaggerating. And the people were arguing amongst themselves and using foul language, and it was too much.
Well, that's because of the topic, because the topic is something that people are very passionate about.
Yeah.
And I think that's why.
Yeah. Well, we're going to discuss it. So come on over, subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, we're past 10,000. We're on our way to 11, and our latest video is doing really well on Vince McMahon. So if you haven't watched that yet, please give that a watch as well. But you can tell us where you're going to be.
Well, you know me, it's at Chad EMB on Twitter or X.
Yes.
And you can go to Instagram at IB Exclusives.
Okay. If you want to follow me on social media across the board, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. I hope you are staying safe. I hope you are staying healthy. And most of all, I hope you are staying extreme.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause.
Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.